From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live music right here in our own backyards. I'm Sean Ashcraft. This week we have for you two takes on the idea of controlled chaos in music. We'll be listening to a live set from two bands playing at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th, 2016. We'll hear from the Indianapolis local post-punk then punk again band Service. Some listeners may remember a few of their members from their days with We Are Hex here in Indiana. Before we get to them, we'll spend some time with Jonathan Gott, a guitarist formerly of Monotonics, who is now touring with his own band's unique improvisatory style. But before we get to the music, a word from our underwriters. Support for The Scene comes from Muncie Music Center, equipping local bands with instruments and sound gear for 75 years. Individual and group lessons are available for musicians from novice to professional, more at muncymusic.com. And from Greek's Pizzeria of Muncie, offering pizzas, sandwiches, and salads for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Two locations in Muncie, 813 East McGalliard and 1600 West University in the Ball State Village. More at greekspizzeria.com. Tel Aviv, Israel has generated some very compelling music. Certainly the ancient port city of Yafo has been contributing its own cultural influence since biblical times. But what I'm really interested in talking about here is the recent influence it's had on the world's independent music culture. I stumbled across the band Vedat Haragim in early 2013, and on first listen I thought, this is a solid shoegazy slash indie rock band. And yeah, the vocals came in, and I came to realize they're singing in Hebrew, and I couldn't help but wonder, like, where they came from. Digging around on the internet those years ago, I quickly found they're from Tel Aviv, and I stumbled across another band from that city in a similar vein, Monotonics, a fast-paced noise rock band known for their insane, chaotic, and sometimes destructive live performances. What's interesting when reading interviews with both bands is a common theme of displeasure in what they saw as stagnation in their local music scene back home in Tel Aviv. They wanted to shake things up and create engaging music that really got people to pay attention to what music can say. It reminded me of what a lot of bands in America have been trying to do, like with punk rock in the late 70s or the various revivals of punk and variations of post-punk and pop-punk in the 80s and 90s. What's also interesting to me, at least, is that Vedat Haragim and Monotonics sort of took two different paths to accomplish similar goals. Vedat Haragim with their more orchestrated walls of sound, and Monotonics with their all-out intensity. And it seems, to me at least, that a solid balance is found in the work of Jonathan Gott, the guitarist from Monotonics who turned his focus to his own band after Monotonics disbanded in 2011. The music is clearly influenced by a wide variety of quote-unquote world genres, and the intensity of the performance parallels that of Monotonics, but Gott adds a significant, deep layer of compositional chops and even improvisation to his new band sound. Kyle Long of Indianapolis's Nuvo and WFYI's Cultural Manifesto described a set of Gott's at last year's Fountain Square Music Festival as, quote, one of the best shows I've seen in 2016. Well, let's turn now to another show from Jonathan Gott from 2016, this one at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th. If you like what you're hearing, Jonathan Gott is online at jonatangat.com. That's jonatangat.com. This is Jonathan Gott.
Nice to see so many of you here coming out. Thank you. The purpose is for everyone to see the show, so please feel free to stand anywhere you want. You can get on stage if you want, behind us, in front of us. Do whatever you need to do to watch the show while keeping polite to others. Shall we begin?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Yonatan Gott live on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Yonatan Gott playing live at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th, 2016, here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and you're listening to Jonathan Gott playing live at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis.
As an insect or animal. Here when you die after burial, you come back an insect or animal. Well, I don't wanna be a monkey, a cow, a goat, sheep, or donkey.
But who wants to come back a hog? Not me, I want to be a bed bug. I wanna bite that fat lady's bumper like a hot dog or a hamburger. If you know your thing, don't be afraid. Big fat mamas, I'm going to buy. God bless, I'll be a different kind of bed bug from all the rest. I ain't biting no ordinary people. You have to be quite social and respectable, like female doctors and barristers, duchesses, princesses with nice figures. My friends are gonna drink and boast, calling me King Bedbug the First. We'll be right back.
you, everybody.
That was Yonatan Gott playing live at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th of 2016. Yonatan has a website, yonatangott.com, and you can find his music on Bandcamp and elsewhere. Coming up, we've got the heavier side of post-punk on the way from Service, also from the same night show in Indy. Stay with us. This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Thanks for being with us. We're exploring the sounds of Controlled Chaos on tonight's show. Earlier we heard from Yonatan Gott playing at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th of last year. Now we turn to another band playing on the same bill that night, Indianapolis' own Service. They're a somewhat more recently formed band who gathered musical forces from Indy's We Are Hex and New York's John Spencer Blues Explosion back in early 2016, and their self-described post-punk then punk again. Yeah, that sounds about right to me. On first listen, I immediately was reminded of the brooding dark sounds from Bauhaus, Joy Division, Suicide. Here's a little bit of Bauhaus's In the Flat Field. A sample from Bauhaus there to whet our appetites for this heavy post-punk sound we're about to enjoy from Service. What exactly makes Service quote-unquote punk again? Well, I think that's the clearly chaotic intensity in their live show that sometimes is missing from post-punk acts. Well, that's enough talking about loosely defined genre labels. Let's turn now to Service's live show. If you like what you hear, more information is on Facebook by searching for Service the Band.
I'm gonna make it all through.
Listening to the band Service playing live at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th, 2016. This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. We'll be right back. That was Service playing at the Hi-Fi in Indianapolis on September 8th of 2016 here on The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. They're online on Facebook. Just type in Service the Band and that should take you to where you're looking for. Major support for The Scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State. Ball State's media and music production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is normally produced and engineered entirely by Ball State students, including Joel Stoltz, with booking and communication coordination from Tyler Eads, introducing Isaac Andrews this week as our latest hire to the production team. We'll hear from him here in a few weeks. This week's show got help from, well, myself, Sean Ashcraft. I'm the production manager here at Indiana Public Radio. By the way, I'm also a huge fan of Yonatan Gott, who we heard earlier on the show, so this was a lot of fun to do. Yonatan Gott's set was mixed by Gavin Kidder, and Service was mixed by Stuart Elmore. They're part of an immersive learning initiative through the School of Music and the College of Fine Arts here at Ball State. Later in the season, we'll hear more production contributions from them. You may have already seen some immersive learning students' video work on our Facebook page and our recently launched YouTube channel. Find that by searching for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio on those platforms. They've produced some really great-looking videos. You definitely want to check it out. To find more information about the musicians, bands, and venues that we feature on The Scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene. There you can learn more about the program, the artists we feature, and listen to previous shows. Again, that's indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Like I mentioned, you can also follow our Facebook page, The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and our Twitter and Instagram handles, at The Scene on IPR. We also have a podcast as well. Subscribe for free in the iTunes online store. Thanks for listening this week, and join us next time to hear what's happening in The Scene on The Scene.